It is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota local legend here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the newsroom, being joined on the line right now with none other than Randy Soike, who is a Deep River resident and has also been with the Deep River Canadian Tire for almost 40 years. So again, Randy, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved being with Deep River Canadian Tire for so long.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Point Alexander, which is like 5 minutes away from Deep River. And then I went to school in Deep River, obviously, and I started at Canadian Tire while I was in high school, and they put a thing over the PA system. Anybody looking for a few extra dollars for Christmas, Canadian Tire was looking for some help for a bit. So I said, I'll go up and see them. So anyway, it was back in 1985, I think it was. So anyway, the dealer of Canadian Tire at that time decided he was going to light up Deep River. His name was Ian MacArthur. So he ordered in a complete tractor-trailer load of Christmas lights. Now, back then, they didn't come with the bulbs had to be screwed into them. I don't know if you'd remember that or not. So I spent days and hours screwing in Christmas light bulbs. So then after a while, they kept a few of us on for the Christmas rush. So I said, you know, yeah, I'm going to stay on, and maybe I can get a job out of this. So I worked hard, and on our last day, the store manager called me back and asked me if I wanted a job. And pretty much the rest is history, so I've been here since then.
So what do you do day in and day out at Deep River and Canadian Tire?
Well, I first started out, I was at the parts counter, and then I worked in the garage for a while. And then I became parts manager, store manager, / service manager, which then I had to go see my boss. They're like, I can't do all these, you know, this is way too much. So then he just put me into the service manager part. So I went from there, and I went into general manager, where I am here now. And now I'm over again back on the parts and service counter.
So being there for 40 years, you must have come up with some pretty good relationships with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's a small town, obviously, as you know, Deep River, right? So you pretty much know everybody by name kind of thing, right? And like I said, I've been dealing with the customers for so long that I've had customers that were with me for like the 30-some years I've been here. Like I said, it'll be 39 years this year, is my 39th year.
So what do you look forward to day in and day out then?
Actually, to be honest with you, back in 2018, I ended up with cancer. So my look on life is a little bit different, obviously, right? So you kind of get up in the morning and go, hey, I'm happy I'm on this side of the grass, right? But that's pretty much, like I said, I enjoy working with the public, and I enjoy my job, and it pays the bills, right?
Yeah. No, I get it. If you don't mind, maybe we can talk a little bit about your cancer battle there and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
It's
yeah.
Obviously something that's near and dear to a lot of people, and it, like you said, drastically changes your life.
It definitely does, yeah.
Can you walk us through how you were able to get through it?
Like I said, in 2018, I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. So my surgeon, Dr. Alvatore, which, by the way, is a great man, he's one of these guys that actually care about his people, not the money, you know, kind of thing. So that's where I went and had my surgery done. And then he said if I did everything I was told to do, I would have a 90% chance. I said, okay, that's great. So I said, what do I got to do? He said, well, you'll have to do 8 rounds of chemo, and then you'll have to do 25 rounds of radiation. I said, okay, well, it is what it is, and I'll do that. So I think the biggest thing, and if I can help anybody that does go through it, is it's kind of in your mind, you know what I mean? You got to have that, I'm going to beat this thing. And that's what everybody's, all the doctors and all that told me, saying that, you know, if you put it in your mind that you're going to beat this, you'll have a good chance. So it's basically, you're going to put it in your mind that you're going to beat this. But like I said, my point, people laugh at me because even by the doctors, not because when I was off in 2018, we had a lot of snow. So I actually going through my treatments, and I went and shoveled my house roof off. It took me 3 days, but I got it done. And so since I was done in December 2018, and I've been cancer free ever since.
And a clean bit of health ever since, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like I said, you get side effects, and you're going on, right? I mean, going through all those treatments, your body, and I still have side effects, but I look at it, like I said, I'm on this side of the grass, so every day I wake up, I'm happy.
Well, that's a great mindset to have. Randy, was there anything else that really in particular you wanted to, you know, send a shout-out to or say thank you to?
I'd like to say thank you. When I was going through my treatments, my wife, who was an angel, another good friend, Darlene Cook, who was another one of my angels, but my wife was my rock.
Again, Randy, thank you so much for joining us here today and being part of our local legend program. Very well deserved, and you have yourself a great day. We also have a very special gift certificate for you to Beach Burger in Pembroke as well. So again, Randy Soike, this week's local legend here on MyFM.